Fashadi.
We're here with wide receiver Tim Patrick. So you just met the 91-year-old World War II vet.
Yep.
How was that?
That's great, man. It's great. Somebody that been through all that and they can still come out here and watch us practice, that's amazing. I wish I could do that when I'm that old.
How are you liking the Utah cold? It's got to be new for you, right, coming from California?
Not liking it. Not liking it. It's cool, though. They give us the gear to keep us warm, but I'd rather it be over 70 degrees.
So against ASU, you had your highest number of receptions and receiving yards. Do you feel that that was because you were doing anything better or that your role has just increased with Drez Anderson being out?
Yeah, I'd probably say just my role increased. I don't know. I just do my job when the ball comes my way, catch it, and try to make a play with it.
How do you feel you did individually against ASU, your performance?
Well, I have no drop, so that's the main priority. But I think I did all right. There were some blocking schemes I messed up on. I just wish I would have got some more opportunities down the field on plays, but you know, stuff happens.
Yeah, the coaches kind of talked about the lack of a vertical passing game, and I know you probably can't go into it too much, yeah. But do you want to see more of that?
I'm 6'5", and I'm not slow, so I don't know what you do with a tall receiver these days, but pretty sure you just throw the ball up.
Yeah, I remember that was pretty obvious in your JC film when I was watching that when it was announced you were coming to Utah, that they threw it over the top to you a lot and you just went up and got it over defensive backs.
Yeah.
Is that kind of your strength, you think?
It's not really my strength. It's just, I don't know, team now, they're playing more of our comeback route, so I feel like if we start running by them, they'll be shocked and we could get a couple of shots over the top.
Against Oregon, what are you kind of seeing from their secondary? Obviously, Ifo Ekpraolun, who's an All-American, but what are you seeing overall from them?
They're patient. They're really patient, and they're good on breaking on routes. So we all definitely need to be crisp with all of our routes, come out of our breaks fast, because they'll break on it faster than us if we come out lazy. I feel like sometimes they're a little bit too patient, so if we take a couple shots, I feel like we could get some of those.
What do you think of the overall speed of the secondary? Are they pretty quick?
Yeah, they're pretty quick, but we ain't slow, so it's nothing new at all.
So there's obviously quarterback battle going on. Do you care who throws you the ball, or as long as they throw you the ball, you're good?
Not as long as they throw them. I don't really care. As long as we win, that's the main priority. Like, people are talking about all this other stuff, but I bet you half the fans out there didn't think we'd be in this spot right now, so I'm happy with the situation.
Yeah, I noticed the college football playoff, you guys didn't drop after the loss. Does that make you guys feel good that you're getting national respect?
It doesn't make us feel good because we lost, but it's good to know that they're actually seeing the small things about it. Like, we were on the road playing ASU, they're ranked ahead of us, we had chances to win the game. We probably lost a game by one play that we could have made, so I'm just happy that they noticed that and didn't just knock us off the rankings.
So, final question. Oregon's number 4. Is that intimidating or exciting to play them?
That's exciting. I wish he was playing at their house. It'll be even more fun. But I don't know. I'm excited. I like taking down supposed giants, so it should be fun.
Yeah. I think you're there next year. So. Cool. Thanks.